The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven?" Which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the true name of the Creator is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. An overview. The true name of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth is frequently represented as Yahweh, or more correctly, Yahuwah, which is an inaccurate anglicization of the true essential name of the Almighty, which is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Yah's true name is very important to him, just as my name, James, is important to me. I do not answer to John or any other name. I do not even answer to Jim or Jimmy, which are commonly used abbreviations of James. We'll look at the false names, the Lord, God, Jesus, and Christ. We'll discuss Yah, the essential name of the Almighty. I will inform you that Yah is angry about names. We will look at Yah in everyday language, in particular breaking the third commandment. We will discuss why names are important, and we'll note that names do matter. We'll start to look at the true names of the Almighty in the Bible. And finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a general manager. I have nearly 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org. For more information, that's endtimeissueministries1word.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down. For previous broadcasts or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So we're going to look at the true name of the Creator is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. And this is a compendium of a number of articles that were published quite some years ago. And they're all collated on the website. So the true name of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth is frequently represented as Yahweh, or more correctly, Yahuwah, which is an inaccurate anglicization of the true essential name of the Almighty, which is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. So Yahuwah or Yahweh, actually correctly translated, would be translated as Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. Yah's true name is very important to him, just as my name, James, is important to me. I do not answer to John or any other name. I do not even answer to Jim or Jimmy, which are commonly used abbreviations of James. This broadcast contains substantial information about the true name of the Almighty and its significance historically and in understanding the historic writings in the Bible and elsewhere. This information and the use of the correct names is vital to clearing up massive confusion that exists among believers as well as the world at large. Many years ago, I was first exposed to teachings about the name of the Almighty Creator and his servant Yeshua, Jesus. I asked him if it was important to make the adjustments necessary to use names that were entirely unfamiliar and quite difficult to pronounce. His reply was simple. James, how would you like it if your family called you by the name of your worst enemy? It took me some years to fully comprehend the significance of this statement in the context of a number of key false names, which we'll discuss now. The first false name, the Lord, the correct translation of the Lord is Yahuwah, or in actual fact, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. The name the Lord, substituted over 7,000 times in the Bible for Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Yahuwah or Yahweh, is actually an accurate translation of Baal, a major demonic mastermind and pagan, that is Satan-worshipping God. The use of the term the Lord in the context of Yeshua, Jesus, coupled in the New Testament, coupled to the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, in the context of the Creator in the Old Testament, has contributed to the massive confusion that sees Yeshua being equated with Yah by most believers, thereby breaking the first commandment, which is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, is one mighty one. You shall have no mighty ones beside him. So this is really important, folks. English-speaking Christians are so accustomed to the vast majority of Bible translations using the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, instead of Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, and the Lord, lowercase L-O-R-D, to refer to Yeshua, and they conflate the two and say, well, here it says the Lord is referring to the Almighty, here it says the Lord is referring to Jesus, so Jesus must be the Almighty. It's completely mistaken. Yeshua, Jesus, is a created being, a human being. Couldn't have done what he did if he was not 100% human. Then God, second false name. The correct form of the word translated God in the Bible is the Almighty, or Mighty One, depending on context. God is the name of a Germanic demonic entity or God, and its substitution for the underlying Hebrew word Elohim, It translates mighty one or mighty one, uppercase or lowercase, or almighty, depending on context, has given rise to major confusion. Insofar as Yahushua, Jesus, is a mighty one, he is a God, lowercase. But he is not the almighty mighty one, that is, Yah, the eternally self-existing. Folks, this is huge confusion here. The word translated God just means mighty one. If it's applied to the Almighty, then it means the Almighty, Mighty One. So that allows you to say that Jesus is God, which is true because Jesus is a Mighty One, but he is not the Almighty. So Yeshua is a God, he is not the Almighty. And this is the second wrong piece of teaching, the wrong piece of thinking that one has to deal with if one is to unscramble the truth about this man, Jesus, Yeshua, the created being who walked the earth 2,000 plus years ago. And it's really important to understand this, folks, because if you don't understand it in this life, you're going to have a nasty shock when you get before the judgment seat and you're found guilty of worshiping a man. So I really encourage you to stop using God. Then Jesus, the third false name. The correct form is Yeshua. The man commonly referred to as Jesus was a Hebrew from Yehuda, Judah, and therefore a Yehudite, a Jew. He was given the same name as the man who led Israel into the land of Israel, commonly and inaccurately referred to as Joshua. Both men were actually called Yahushua, which means Yah is salvation. The use of Jesus and ignorance of the true name Yeshua, which directly evidence that the person bearing the name is not the Creator, Yeshua refers directly to the Creator, has also given rise to major confusion. Jesus is also a pagan name that relates to Zeus, another demonic mastermind and pagan Satan worshiper God, Almighty One. So, folks, this is really, really important on a number of fronts. Firstly, Jesus means Hail Zeus. Zeus is a demonic mastermind. And it's just a wrong name. He was a Hebrew and his name was Yahushua, and Yahushua means Yah is salvation. So his very name signifies that he's not Yah. His name says Yah is salvation. Jesus is not salvation. Yahushua is not salvation. He came to bring a message of salvation, to show us the way to salvation. But he is not salvation. Yah is the Savior. Yah is salvation. And it's so important to understand that and to make this distinction, because that piece about Yah is salvation has been transposed onto Jesus so that people think that Jesus is salvation. And it's not. He's a human being. He can't be. Then the fourth wrong name, wrong term, Christ. The correct form is anointing or anointed with the Spirit of Yah. The incorrect translation of references to the anointing of the Spirit of Yah as Christ and references to people who are anointed ones, also translated Christ, has further given rise to massive error and confusion. Yeshua the man filled with, that is, anointed with, the Spirit of Yah was an anointed one, that is, a Christ. And thus Jesus Christ accurately translates as Yeshua, the anointed of Yah. And again, clearly evidences the distinction between the man Yeshua and the anointing of the Christ, which is Yah. It is thus apparent that it was the anointing of the Spirit of Yah, that is the Christ, the Spirit of Yah on the man, that performed the miracles through the man Yeshua. This error contributes in a major way to the confusion with regard to the identity of Yeshua through people equating Christ with Jesus. So Christ refers to Yah. The anointing of the Spirit of Yah, or one anointed with the Spirit of Yah. So if you speak of Christ in the context of Yeshua, you are saying that he is an anointed of Yah. So Yah performed the miracles, not Jesus, not Yeshua. Again, so important to understand, because fundamentally that misunderstanding has given rise to the belief that Christ is synonymous with Jesus and Jesus is God. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is Yah. And people who come to an understanding of the true names frequently transpose that wrong understanding and say that Yeshua is Yah. It's just not true, folks. With this understanding, it is apparent that the true meaning of the word Christian is, quote, one anointed with the Spirit of Yah, unquote, from which we discover that very few of the people who call themselves Christian are, in fact, anointed ones. And from this, we see that the religion known as Christianity, correctly the religion of the anointed ones, is false and fraudulent in terms of the vast majority of those who adopt that label. And therefore, since the vast majority of Christians are, in strict terms, unbelievers, worship of Jesus is pagan, that is satanic, and not from Yah, which makes broad-based Christianity a pagan, that is a Satan-worshipping religion. The fact that there are some Christians who are anointed ones does not make the religion acceptable. Yah has been speaking for decades, telling those who truly love him to come out of her, my people. Once all these deceptions have been understood and moved out of one's daily life, one can begin to develop a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator and cease sinning. It's important to understand, folks, that using any one, and certainly using all four of those false names, is an abomination in the sight of the Almighty. Yes, going back a few hundred years, there was massive persecution, there was massive ignorance, it was difficult to get the truth. Father made allowance for that. Today, billions of people have access to the internet. The truth is readily available. My website has been up for nearly 10 years now. It was first put up in about 2011 and been up with substantial content from 2014 and even more content from 2019. It's out there. We have anything from 100 to 200 visitors a day, and people contact me because they've come to a revelation of these truths. There is no excuse today for continuing in this era. Note that if you do not know the true name of the Almighty, it is not possible to keep the third commandment, which is you shall not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, in vain. Once you know that his name is Yah, you will know that words like Yahoo, Yah, Yah, Yawol, etc. are blasphemous and should be avoided at all costs. It is not possible to fully understand the historical writings, i.e. the Bible, etc., without understanding this truth. It is also not possible to fully relate to the Creator if one does not know his true name. The articles that follow go into a lot more detail, and I encourage you to study them carefully. So I'm going to broadcast a number of those additional articles right now, following on from the section. So, Yah said on Mount Sinai, third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, in vain. Now, you may never have heard that commandment. You may know it. You may not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Lord equals Yah, the eternally self-existing. God equals mighty one. You may not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, in vain. So if you don't know his name is Yah, how do you not take Yah in vain? And so we have committed believers who speak in Afrikaans or German. And in fact, you find even in English, people tend to say Yah or yes for yes. So it's blasphemy. If you've got a yahoo.com email address, you need to get rid of it. Open a Gmail or other account, start replying on that, tell everybody on your Yahoo address that it's wrong, and stop using it. So let's talk a little bit about Yah, the essential name of the Almighty. The fundamental essential name of the Almighty is Yah, pronounced in a similar way to the short form of the German Yahwol, or the Afrikaans Yah. It is not possible to fully understand the historical writings without understanding this truth. It is also not possible to fully relate to the Creator if one does not know his true name. Just to clarify, when I say Yah, that's Y-A-H, capital Y-A-H. And as far as I'm aware, that is the most accurate representation of Father's true name. You can't interpret that. It's Yah, whatever language you speak. You may, the characters you use to represent it may be different if you are Chinese or whatever, but the fundamental principle is his name is Yah. And it's really important to honor that. It's really important to be respectful of that name. It's really important that you know his name. How on earth can you have a relationship with someone when you don't know their name? Or even worse, how can you have a relationship with someone when you keep insulting them by calling them by false names? If you haven't got the message yet, it is an insult to call the Almighty Creator God or the Lord, and it's an insult to call the anointed servant Yeshua, Jesus, or Christ. Those are four words that you should stop using. I recognize it's going to take time. It took me quite a while to get those four words fully out of my thinking and my vocabulary, to the point where I very seldom slip up now. I encourage you to start today. Article written in 2013, 1001, Yah is angry about names. After posting the article is Jesus Zeus, which is on the website. Yah said to me, Son of man, do you see how these people presume to play games with the name of the most powerful created being in the universe and with the name of their creator? He subsequently said to me, I am angry. These people have no excuse. I extended grace to previous generations because very few had access to the truth and the persecution was so severe. Today they have the internet and they can research without hindrance. They have turned against me. So shall I now turn against them? That was in 2013, which is just over... in October, and that was so that's about 10 and a half years from the point in 2003 May when Satan was sent to the pit and all grace was finally withdrawn for the use of the wrong names. And folks, if you're a believer today and you're listening to this and you've never heard these truths today, then I ask you to wake up and just make a really strong decision right now to stop using those names. If you've heard that before and you've resisted changing your vocabulary, if you still are casually using God and the Lord and Jesus and Christ, you need to wake up. You are going to get a nasty shock on the day of judgment, of your judgment. You're going to come before the throne and you're going to go to hell to pay the price for your unrepented sin of using those names. If you don't want to spend time in hell before you enter heaven, you need to stop using those names. Another article, 2009-1201, Yah in Everyday Language, Breaking the Third Commandment. I recently emailed a number of people with Yahoo email addresses to caution that this name is very close to the true name of our Almighty Father, Yah or Yahweh, and advising them to obtain an alternate email address, as I'm concerned that Yahoo breaks the third commandment not to take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, in other words, Yahweh or Yahweh, in vain. One of the people I mailed replied thanking me and pointing out that a word sounding very similar to Yah is regularly used in English for yes, and I then realized that the Afrikaans word for yes, Yah, also sounds the same, as do words for yes in other languages. It seems to me that one should seek to avoid using words that sound like Yah in any language, as it is possible the forces of darkness have inserted these words into common usage in order to trick as many people as possible into breaking the third commandment. I spoke last week about the scenarios on death, and I wrote an article, which I posted a week or two ago, on Satan's objective to make sure that at the end of the millennium there is not a believer free of sin, and preferably that there are no believers. And this is just a simple example of what is trapping believers into sin, breaking the third commandment just by speaking their native language, Afrikaans or German or similar. We're using general vernacular, yah, for yes. And then having a Yahoo email address, Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo. Very close. Very clear that Yahweh and Yahoo are related, and it's blasphemous to have a yahoo.com email address or website or whatever. Now, the article 2013-09-01, why names are important. Various people have written to me to take issue with me regarding the names that I've been advocating. Arguments include, I've called him Jesus since I was a child, and he knows how much I love him. And Father knows my heart. He does not mind what name I use. And Father is bigger than that. And grace. Someone else has argued linguistically against the assertion that Jesus is derived from Zeus. And so people argue intellectually against something that is not intellectual. When I was young, some of my friends called me Jim, a common abbreviation for James. I resisted strenuously and even today will scarcely acknowledge anyone who addresses me as Jim. I know that my name is important to me and it upsets me when people distort it. When I speak in countries where the language is not English, they have always introduced me as Dr. James Robertson. The pronunciation may sometimes not be familiar, but they never suggest that they should translate my name. Folks, if we just look at the real world that you and I live in, there is a strong basis to argue that you don't mispronounce or misuse or misrepresent or transpose or translate or change or whatever somebody's name. Why then is it acceptable to change the name of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and earth? I don't get it. I don't know why people have so much difficulty. And the bottom line is you are going to get into big trouble when you stand before the judgment seat if you're a believer and you use these names. When I first became aware of the fact that the names God, the Lord, Jesus were inaccurate, I asked Father about it in his reply, James, how would you like it if your wife called you by the name of your worst enemy? Remember that God, the Lord, and Jesus are all pagan names. In other words, satanic names. I stopped using the names I'd used all my life. It was a battle at first, but I'd got the message and I worked on it. It also took me time to get to the transliterations that Father said were most accurate in modern English. But I had got the message and Father was blessed by the fact that I tried and it brought him joy. Finally, Father led me to transliterations that virtually no one recognizes, but they are what he says are most accurate, and he should know. Recently, after someone had written to me telling me how much they loved Jesus and how Father understood their use of Jesus, Father said to me, if your wife insisted on calling you by the wrong name after you had made her aware that she was using the wrong name and that the name was offensive to you, you would divorce her, wouldn't you? I agreed, and Father responded, so I divorce them. Folks, this is not second-order stuff. This is not trivial stuff. This is really, really cut-to-the-chase, important stuff. Father hates those names. I don't know how to spell it out more clearly. If you are finding excuses to carry on with God, the Lord Jesus and Christ, I ask you today to reconsider and let go of those words. They're false, they're pagan, they're demonic, they're wrong, and Father hates them. If you think you love Father, you will stop using those names. The simple fact is that the fundamental name of the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth is Yah. Amplified as Yah, the eternally self-existing, frequently represented as Yahweh, and more correctly, Yahweh. The name of the prophet from Nazareth is Yahushua. Depending on which source you rely on, you will find Yah throughout the so-called Old Testament. If you hold the Bible to be important, then you owe it to Yah to call him by his correct name. Derived from the above, it becomes apparent that Yahu is a derivative of the name of the Almighty, that is, Yahu, as in an exclamation of excitement, and in www.whatever@yahoo.com, which Yah says is a blasphemous name and a name that is deeply hurtful to Yah when used by believers. How do I know? Some years ago, Yah indicated to me that someone who was very close to him should cease using their yahoo.com email address. I advised them accordingly, and they rejected the message. By doing this, they opened the door for massive demonic attack on their ministry and themselves. At the time it happened, I saw Yah in tears, racked with grief that this person whom he loved so much cared so little that they would continue to abuse his name once they'd been told the truth. Shortly after that, I was asked to communicate the same message to another, a person who had a Yahoo Groups community that had been running for the order of 10 years with a huge store of articles, etc. This man immediately agreed to cease using yahoo.com and move to another service provider with great personal inconvenience and sacrifice. At this time, this man made the decision. I saw Yah in tears of joy that this man who had so little loved so much that he was willing to sacrifice even the little that he had to please, even the little he had to please his Father in heaven. So I say to you today, do you love the Almighty Creator enough to cease using pagan names and bring him joy? Folks, I know I'm kind of going on and on about this a bit, but it's really so important. Not just the yahoo.com address, but the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, God, Jesus Christ as well. Those names are deeply, deeply hurtful to Father. And if you claim any sort of interest in his love, in his favor, stop using them, please. It's not difficult. It's just a matter of self-discipline. It's a matter of a quality decision which says, I am going to stop using these wrong names starting today. And I understand from my own experience, you will slip. If you've been walking with Father for some time and you're used to calling him the Lord and God and Jesus and calling Yeshua Jesus and Christ and so forth, it's going to take some time to work that out of your vocabulary. And when I say some time, it probably took me 10 years to really get to a place where I was settled on those adjustments, together with a number of other adjustments that I had to make, like realizing that the Bible was not the word of God and that Yeshua was not Yah in the flesh. Another article, 2013-03-11, names do matter, Yah and Yeshua. There's all sorts of debate about the true name of the Almighty Creator known as God or the Lord, and the true name of the Prophet of Galilee commonly known as Jesus. By the extension of the articles discussed earlier, there is only one way to find the true names, and that is by praying for guidance and fasting until one comes to a place of personal revelation through the leading of the Spirit of the Almighty. Intellectually, one can reason that Yeshua was a Jew or a Hebrew, and that it is therefore reasonable for him to have a Hebrew name. One can extend this argument to the effect that the name of the Almighty in the form of Yah permeates the Hebrew language and the names of Hebrew men and women in words such as Hallelujah. And one can find oneself battling to defend one's position against arguments that say that Jesus did not speak Hebrew or even Aramaic, and. There is a huge amount of so-called apologetics justifying the wrong teachings of English-speaking Christians. And those wrong teachings have permeated into pretty much every language that at some level has a Bible and a Bible translation. So you get Hera in Germany and German and Afrikaans and so on and so forth. Folks, the thing to realize is the vast majority of human beings on this planet are serving Satan. This includes the vast majority of people who call themselves believers. If you are serving God and serving the Lord and serving Jesus and serving Christ, you're serving Satan. You're not serving the Almighty Creator. You may at some level have a relationship with the Creator, but it's a very tenuous relationship because you don't care enough to use his true name. Alternatively, you can pray for guidance, pray for judgment, pray for correction, and go on multiple fasts, explicitly seeking truth. And after some time, in my experience, after some years, you will eventually come to a settled assurance that you really have heard the Almighty clearly, and it really does not matter what academic arguments or rationalizations are offered. You know the true names. I claim to be at that point. One, the fundamental essential name of the Almighty Creator is Yah, and is most accurately represented in English as YAH, capital YAH. Two, the name of the prophet commonly referred to as Jesus, as Yeshua, which means Yah is salvation. Three, the common Hebrew form of Yahweh, YHWH, frequently translated as Yahweh, YAHWEH, is more accurately translated Yahweh, YAHOOEH, and means Yah the eternally self-existing, and is a statement of one of the essential characteristics of the Creator. So I'm recapping what I've said several times here, but it's really important. The name of the Creator is YAH, Yah. Nothing more, nothing less. The name of the prophet known as Jesus is Yahushua, YAHOOSHUA, which means Yah is salvation. So Yah is sure. Yah or Yahu. So some people will transliterate Yah as Yahu or Yahu. Yahuwah, various derivatives, but I'm convinced that YAH on its own is the most accurate form of Father's name, and YAHOOSHUA, Yeshua, is the most accurate form of the name of the man commonly known as Jesus. Point number four, God is a totally inaccurate transliteration of the Hebrew Elohim or Aramaic Elah and Arabic Allah, which means Almighty, Almighty One, lowercase, depending on context. God is a pagan and blasphemous name that the Almighty hates, but extended grace for. This grace was withdrawn in January 2001 and finally withdrawn in May 2003. Five, the Lord is an accurate translation of Baal and bears no relation to the Hebrew Yahweh that it is used to represent, and it is also a pagan and blasphemous name that the Almighty hates, but extended grace for. Again, this grace was withdrawn in January 2001 and fully in May 2003. 6. Yah for yes in Afrikaans, Yahvol in German, Yahoo.com are all blasphemous names, and there will be judgment for using them. People with Yahoo email addresses should migrate to Gmail or similar. 7. To claim one has a relationship with the Creator and that relationship entitles one to call him other names is insensitive and insulting. As I said just now, I've seen him in tears over a person who refused to change a yahoo.com email address and in tears of joy regarding another who walked away from an entire Yahoo group site. 8. Jesus is derived from Zeus and is a blasphemous name which Yah and Yahushua hate. Grace was also withdrawn for this name in January 2001, finally in May 2003. The correct words are important if you have any interest in pleasing the Almighty Creator and claim to love him. Folks, I really encourage you, stop calling him God, stop calling him the Lord, stop using Yah for yes. If you've got a yahoo.com address, get rid of it. Another article, 2010-1206, The True Names of the Almighty in the Bible, summary. About 10 years ago, the Almighty started to deal with me about a wide variety of issues. One of these was his true name. I quickly encountered teachings which stated that his name was Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, based on a fairly widely used transliteration of the Hebrew YHWH, which occurs over 5,000 times in the books of the Bible from Genesis to Malachi, the so-called Old Testament. As Father led me further, I discovered that this word was more accurately transliterated as Yahweh, Y-A-H-O-O-E-H, and it was more accurately translated as Yah, the eternally self-existing. From this, I came to understand that the essential name of our Almighty Creator, our Father in Heaven, was Yah, and from there I discovered that there were well over 100 names and words in the Bible that contained the name Yah in the Hebrew, although completely lost in the traditional English translations. For example, the name we know as John is actually Yahuchanan, Y-A-H-O-O-C-H-A-N-A-N, which means Yah has graced. In the same process, I realized that the man most of us know as Jesus Christ was a Hebrew or Jew, a Yahudite, and not a Greek, and that accordingly his name could not be Jesus. It had to be a Hebrew name. I encountered various interpretations of what this name might be, including Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, meaning salvation. But in time came to understand that his name was Yahushua, meaning Yah is salvation. Also Yeshua or Yahushua or other derivatives, but Yahushua, Y-A-H-O-O-S-H-U-A, was the most exact. Translated Joshua in the books pre-Yeshua, the anointed of Yah, Jesus Christ, the so-called Old Testament, but translated Jesus in the books about Yeshua and after Yeshua, the so-called New Testament. I discovered that the Hebrew word generally translated as God was in fact a technical term Elohim, which means mighty one or almighty, depending on context. Elohim can be applied to the Almighty, generally translated as God, to pagan deities, translated as God, lowercase, and also to human beings, judges and presidents and the like. Elohim is not an exclusive reference to the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth. Other words translated God include Allah, the Aramaic for Elohim, effectively Allah in Arabic, and El and Eli, which in some applications effectively means my personal mighty one or my beloved mighty one, as when Yeshua cried out on the stake, not cross, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, meaning my beloved mighty one, my beloved mighty one, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. Note that Matthew is more correctly translated as Matiyahu, meaning gift of Yah. At the same time, I came to understand that the commonly used names for the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, were blasphemous, and it was only as an act of great love and grace that he answers prayers in those names. Specifically, the Lord is an accurate translation of Baal, the pagan god of sexual immorality, and God, or Gord, is the name of the Babylonian demonic deity of good luck, subsequently adopted by the Germanic people, and then adopted by English-speaking people as the name of the Almighty. The full set of articles can be viewed online on the webpage Creator's Name, Yah, Eternally Self-Existing. That's on the menu of the website. Folks, I encourage you to make the changes and adjust. In closing, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are today relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I can't stress enough. The only reason this universe exists, the solar system exists, this planet exists, the plants and animals exist, and you and I exist, is to be friends of the Almighty Creator. Millions, maybe billions of years ago, he was lonely. He decided to set about creating beings that were highly intelligent, had the ability to make choices, who would become his friends. And that's how we come to be here. Adam and Chava Eve fell, they sinned, they submitted to Satan, they gave control on earth to Satan. We have to take that control back. We need to live without sin. We need to have a deep personal relationship with the Almighty. If you do not die with a deep personal relationship with the Almighty, you are going to be so disappointed. So disappointed. Nothing is more important than seeking a deep personal relationship with your Creator. So wrapping up, some key documents and a video on the main menu of the website, video Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, The Essence of My Message to Christians, also one for Jews, one for Muslims, other faiths and unbelievers, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There are at least three podcast websites where you'll get the back issues. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. To be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback, that's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. All of those are across the top menu of the website. There's a huge amount of information on the website, over 2,500 articles, over 1,000 web pages, lots and lots of material, answers to a lot of questions. The Google search and so forth are really useful to get answers to questions you may have, and you're welcome to email me. Please email me. I'd love to hear from you. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool is a web page on that. So folks, it doesn't matter who you are, where you've come from. What matters is today to say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I choose to become your friend. James says, I can be your friend. I want to be a friend. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female, short or tall, fat or thin, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter whether you're African or Asian or European or Indian or whatever. Doesn't matter if you're a Satanist, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, it doesn't matter if you're a Muslim, it doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Baha'i or a Confucian or a Buddhist or whatever. You can decide today to become a friend of Yah. It'll take you some years to get there. You'll need to dig into the information on the website. There's an article on the website, Seven Components of Drawing Close to Yah. Get that article, read it, apply it, email me, I'll help you. Add you to my mailing list and help you to get there. It's there for you. Don't let it slip. Don't miss the opportunity. I really encourage you to go for it. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I come.